Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, 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 everybody. So glad you're here. Glad to have you with us, all of you blog talkers, as I'm sure the list will keep ever growing.
It is as we speak.
Yes. Glad to have you always with us. And of course, our Facebook watchers.
Facebookers.
Yes. I guess so. Anyway, we're glad to have you on Facebook, where we are live streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So anybody, if you're a Facebook member, hop on over. Anybody is free to watch us when we're on the show. So how's your weekend going? I hope it's treating you well. You know, I've got to share a little something with you before I turn things over to Jimbo. Usually I tell you about the cards.
The cards.
Yeah, the cards. I've got to tell you that I do my own cards every day. And for about three days in a row, I kept getting three fours together. Three fours. All of the fours are very negative. And I kept seeing this, and I even said to Jimbo, I said, ooh, something very shocking is going to happen, and it's really going to be a big setback for me. So, of course, there's only so much you can actually get from the cards. And I just pushed it out of my mind and thought, you know, I'm always stressing to people how you can make things go away, so I'm just going to hope that this will go away too. Well, it didn't. And I'm not going to go into specifics here, but let me tell you, I had the shock of my life today with some very bad news. Not sad. Well, it was sad. Mad.
There was no death, dismemberment, bodily harm.
Emotional.
There wasn't any theft, robbery, or crime.
It was emotional trauma. And I'll tell you, every time that happens to me, the cards prove their validity more and more in that respect. Speaking of the cards, we're using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. I'm holding that up for our Facebook watchers so they can see the deck I'm holding. You'll just have to take my word for it there.
Blog talkers.
Yes. But that, I assure you, is the only tool we're using, aside from our own use of choice and change. All right. And that will be illustrated during the readings. So it just needed to be clarified that this is not tarot. This is not oracle cards. And none of the other systems that are out there that I'm sure are extremely worthy of their process. But this is what I've used for over 30 years. And that is how we're conducting our readings. I'm also using a full 24 card layout on each of you rather than just, you know, pulling a few random cards. This layout is actually what I use when I connect with you for a one-on-one session. So you get to see what's going on, or you get an idea of what's happening. I want to see the layout of your life just to see where you are mentally, sometimes physically, emotionally, et cetera, et cetera. So with that said, I am now going to turn you all over to the illustrious Jimbo Baggins.
All right, hello. Hello, everybody. I was just talking to somebody, and I'll get to that in a second. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
It's our opening disclaimer. We would like to let all the folks know that if you're international calling or on Facebook, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out like we're giving to Siobhan from the land of Ireland. Siobhan,
hey,
Siobhan is here.
Glad to have you.
All right. This is primarily, but not all, but primarily a call-in show, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We got a few people holding. When you call in, you'll hear, listen to the show while you wait type of message, and you'll hear the show. That means everything's working a-okay. You're good to go, daddy-o. We see you on a list. We'll select you guys in the order that you called. And when we do pick you and you go live, please do the following. If you legally and safely can, get off the speakerphone. Kill Canex, the Bluetooth thing. Shut down all the noises you had going on just to keep you busy while you're waiting. Stop multitasking. You know, when you hold, you do a lot of stuff. It's very convenient when you got a cell phone. I mean, it's really cool. I've been to meetings, and I put it on mute, and I just put it in my pocket, and I go and walk around work and do stuff, and I'm on a meeting. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But when you do go live, that's when you got to stop that crap. Otherwise, and we'll tell you why in a minute. And also, buckle down, relax in an area that's quiet with good cell phone reception, if you legally and safely can. The reason is because you call, you're not just calling in from somebody through one cell phone tower to another or whatever. You're calling in to computer network after you dial in, and then it's going to our computer and out our computer speakers, and there is a degradation of quality of sound, which can make us have a little problem communicating. So the better you can make it, the better it'll be for you, the better it'll be for the folks listening, and it'll go quick so everybody can get in. Folks that cannot call in or Skype in, I keep forgetting, you can Skype in.
Yep,
we get Skypers all the time. We know it because it just shows up as a whole one. So it's like, oh, we got a Skyper. Wait, that's cool. Anyway, if you can't do those things, what you can do is you can Messenger Deborah Lee. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And if you aren't friends with Deborah, if you're a new person rolling up, go make friends with her if you want to Messenger in to be ready when we open the floor. And let us know, and then Deb can accept your request before we even open the door to Messenger. Now, as far as Facebook Messenger goes, you cannot call until we actually officially announce that we're taking Messenger calls, because it doesn't have a cool automatic hold system. And if you call and we're not 100% ready, we got to kill it. We got to kill it. Doesn't mean you can't call back, but we got to hang up on you until we're 100% ready. So don't click that Messenger button, Facebookers, until we say we want Messenger calls now. And we will open the floor. We just got it. These folks have been holding for since quarter two. So we got to get to them. We can't go to Messenger until we at least get to those folks that were holding long before the show even started. Let's see. Oh, also tonight, the harp sound, the sound of the harp, which typically is synonymous with the little angels playing harps. Well, there's a reason for that, folks. That's because tonight you'll be getting healing angel cards. So we give you the harp sound to let you know that we're transitioning from your reading with Deborah over to me for your healing angel card reading, which means that window, that door, whatever freaking euphemism, metaphor you want to use, is that it's shut. No more reading with Deborah. Dun, 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 dun. And then I got to give you one quick little card with a message from the healing angel card. So it's supposed to be a healing angel. It's a healing theme to it. Yeah, and it is. That's why it's different than the other angel cards we do. But anyway, that's the one out the door before we go to the next callers. And we have to be fair. People are holding. We can't linger for one person. I mean, these are quick free readings. You get a quick little question. You can ask two questions right up front. Quick. Boom, boom. Get your reading. You got to go. If you can't sit here and dwell on this because it's a free reading show and we have to give other people free readings. It's not fair. If you would like, it's Siobhan. Nothing has changed.
What do you mean?
You keep looking over there like that. I'm just like, nothing has scrolled past her since the last time you looked over. Just letting
you
know.
I'm just...
She doesn't stay in her lane real well.
I'm curious.
I tell you things you need to know. Trust me. If you don't trust me, I'll put up little blinders.
I'm female and we tend to be nosy.
So...
All right, did you finish your thing?
I pretty much did. Like I said, you can't, these readings are short, they're quick. You might not walk away with a full picture. She'll give you the best picture you can in a short amount of time. It's not that type of reading. We're trying to get a lot of people in to have free readings. It's fun. If you want that one-on-one serious time with her for multiple questions, multiple layouts, that's when you arrange a private reading. And you can do so on her webpage, psychiclovedoctor.com.
Yes, indeed.
Alrighty then. Siobhan's laughing because she kept looking and she said she misses me. because you kept looking, Siobhan. That's why you kept looking.
Yeah.
Actually, we just mentioned her the other night.
Yes, and
that had been a long time, like two, three nights ago.
Yes, we wondered about
you. We didn't
mention
it to the whole world, but me and her talked about it.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, off show.
I have noticed when I say somebody's name, like somebody I haven't heard from in a long time, I swear within a few days to a week, I'm hearing from
them. Yeah, 2 or 3 nights ago, I just looked at them and I was like, you know, because we get a lot of international folks come and go. And they're like, yeah, I've seen her for a month for a long time. Yep, that time is over now. All right, anyway, let us get to our get to. Let's go to area code 630, which is in the state of Illinois. 630, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. And who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Dion.
Oh, hello.
Welcome back.
In fact, what happened with when Jim and I were just talking has happened about you, because I've mentioned you, and boom, here you are. So how are you doing there,
oh,
hon?
Yeah, that thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good. I actually, like, are you, okay, so I missed it. You got the 3-4s, and you found out about information, but, like, are you going to be okay, or?
Well, now, when I teach this, yes, I'm going to be
it
okay.
It was an emotional family-related thing. Like I said, it was nothing physical, nothing criminal, nothing financial.
And, yes, and
but
I'll tell you all.
For her, it was horribly devastating.
When you get two of the same, say, number in a spread, that's like feeling is times two. It's intensified. When you get three, this is going to be big. And it was. And as I've shared on the show before, I am long-term afflicted with anxiety panic disorder. So it was a day that was a bit rough in certain respects. But you'll pick up on this in your own, you know, as you work with the cards. All right. But that's interesting that you asked that question.
Very good question. All right, and speaking of questions, what would you like to know?
Yes, tell us.
Well, yeah, no, I did. You told me to practice with your book, and so I asked if Trump was going to run for president. And, you know, just general questions you said for us to start with. And
things
it came back that he would, but Ivanka wouldn't join him, and that's exactly what happened. So I'm obviously getting better, but.
Who is the other one you mentioned?
Who wouldn't join him?
Ivanka? Who's
Ivanka?
You mean his wife or no? I don't know.
Daughter.
Oh, daughter.
Ah, well.
So, see, you're already picking it up.
Well, you know, those rich families, they go all over the place anyway.
Yeah, well, how about that?
His kids. So, okay, so here's where I'm at. So, you know, like I'm working on my sequel and everything, and I'm building a following on social media platform. And so I started working on this case, and it's a famous person, so I don't want to say the name, but it's a man. We're like, there's a bunch of us now that are kind of working on like a conspiracy theory. And so I just want to know if the female involved is going to actually get caught.
Okay, and this is this for your book, or is this in real life?
It's in real life.
Oh,
well, my
okay.
Is a true story, but it's based on me, but...
All right. Okay, so we want to know if the female involved is going to be apprehended, correct? Yes?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You know, I've helped a lot of authors and scriptwriters with their plots and their dialogue just by doing the cards. All right, here we go. That was just a kind of a little side thing. Okay.
All right. And I would like to give an international shout out to Mike in the UK.
Well, hello there, Mike.
Now, I will have to say, he's not here under his main name, but he's under a name that he's been using for a long time. So apparently, that one hasn't gotten banned for a long time.
Oh, that's good.
A long time he's been using this
very
one.
Good.
Maybe this is his I'm a Goody Two Shoes Day name or something like that. Where I'm,
Mike,
I'm on this one, I will not get banned.
Mike, we're working on a reading right now.
Well, he's been here for a while. He knows.
Yeah, oh, he has.
Facebook Live. Come on there, silly woman. I was going to say something.
Well, we have something we're going to talk about.
Well, yeah, but not now. Not during a reading.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what do you got?
Oh, boy. Interesting.
Well, she says apprehended, which
means getting caught.
Okay, because apprehended to, in my language means like a legal criminal thing that you're going to get caught and do justice for, but I currently not.
It's giving me a very ambivalent response. So there's a male involved who, if I'm reading this correctly,
famous person
would take it rather hard if she did. So I'm going to, I have to pick a side. I'm going to pick the side that she will eventually is what I see. Okay.
Okay. So you see that.
Okay, thanks.
Sometimes you really have to look at these things, okay? And you're going to have to pause and ponder.
And keep tabs because of the change and flux that is the life we live in. The future
is always evolving.
You know, something that isn't clear in the cards today might change a little bit in a day, two, or week, or whatever down the road.
And it does at times. Okay, here we go.
Alrighty then. Your healing angel card reading, subject is positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
I hope that all helps, hon.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always wonderful to hear from you.
Thank you for holding for a long time to be the first caller. She's a good half hour.
Yeah, thank you. All right, now, before we go any further, thank you. Have a good weekend, the rest of it anyway. Before we go further, you saw what day is it today?
One second, I got to catch up here on my stuff. Today is, there's a lot of days, some weird stuff. One of them is International Men Day.
Really?
International Men's Day, like our day. It's our day internationally.
Well, I keeping with that. Vein there that we're talking about.
Was that what?
Vein. You know, we're in a certain vein.
How very callous of you.
All right. I did some reading today. It just popped out in front of me. This is so not going to work. Anyway, I read something today.
You opened the door, my dear.
It actually had experts attacked.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
In a minute.
Ooh, yeah.
What I read is that they have scientifically studied, and I mean this for real.
Remember these key phrases, scientifically studied and experts, because these are going to come up here shortly.
How many times men touch themselves?
They don't mean like
yeah.
They mean just like in general, walking around, doing stuff in public and stuff like that or whatever.
Yeah, and arranging, rearranging.
Yeah, just whatever. Let's keep going with that.
Checking to make sure it's still there.
Because that's not what's happening, but keep going.
And they said that the average male will do these gestures between 23 and 30 times a day. A day. Yes, James?
Well, I didn't know you were done yet.
Well, I mean, yes, they had people comment. The experts were saying that a lot of times it has...
There's that keyword, experts again. Keep going.
That sometimes they get an itch.
Shocking.
And I'm laughing, but seriously.
No, seriously.
All right, so.
Well, first of all, let's talk about this. There was two key phrases there, experts and scientific study. Now, typically, these studies are done at universities, and somebody's got to fund that. So what group of freaking expert knob bobbers went up to somebody in that university and said, hey, we'd like some money to study how many times a day a man touches himself? And they said, well, sure, here's a pool of money. Where'd that happen, first of all? And second of all, then how do you get that data? Walking down the street, hey, how many days do you touch yourself, sir, every day? I mean, how do you get that freaking data?
I wonder also,
and what's the validity of that
did
data?
Did they include urinating?
No. That would be stupid. I'm sure they didn't. Well, but you don't know the people they asked what they thought in their brains. You know, maybe they... What if they asked chronic whackers? They might have been like, oh, about 150 to 7, you know, sometimes 300. I mean, your dad is, you know, how much money did they put into this?
I should have brought the article to the
show. I don't
show.
Think we needed to.
You don't need it?
I don't think we needed to. You know, you got a package and it's not sitting right and, you know, it's, you know, pants and.
Mom just brought up a very important scientific point.
Well, she was asking what you just said, too. I said, no, it's
they
not
they touched
that.
Themselves in bed, too.
I don't, well, how would a freaking guy know if he's sleeping how many times he touched himself? Well, let's see. That's 17 times while I was awake, and then when I'm asleep, well, it's about 13 to 14. You know, nobody knows how many times they're doing anything in their sleep.
The article stressed that the penis is the true symbol of masculinity. And I thought, so maybe they have to make sure.
So, okay, well then let's, then if I flip that coin, that says that the true symbol of women's femininity is their vagina.
Well, I would think it is.
And why aren't you guys checking to make sure that bitch hasn't flown the coop? What if it vanished? You would be not feminine anymore if you woke up without a vagina. So you should keep checking that. Keep checking.
Sometimes we feel like our men have grown one. During the night, or when they don't agree with us and they have no courage. So anyway.
The my moral of the story is, it's, and this is just the tip of the iceberg of all the money that is spent on worthless, stupid scientific studies that experts can weigh in on.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. I can tell you all about men touching themselves.
You are right. And I think next Saturday, this could be a new feature on Saturday night.
Oh, like worth stupid studies, Dave.
Yes. How about they have been studying how beneficial steaming one's vagina is.
Well, I mean, that's almost old, though. That was like 20 years
ago.
They're
still
almost.
Doing it.
But that was a big fad like 10, 15 years ago, sort of big fad for
like
people that had money.
They crouch over this little steam pot. But it would be interesting to know if that actually turned into something. And you know who actually started that was Will Smith's wife, whatever her name is.
I don't know anybody's wives if they're not also famous.
Now,
I don't follow people.
If
they're a famous person, I may know their name, but I sure as hell ain't going to know their spouse's name unless it's another famous person.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that little bit of levity from us.
The Block Talkers. We're back to you, folks.
Yes.
Rock on.
That was just a little moment of something.
It was our Saturday night. You know, SNL, Saturday Night Live stuff. Every Saturday, we're not going to talk about the vagina thing. It has to be a surprise, and you blew that.
Okay, we'll find something.
She ruined it. All right, anyway, let's go to area code 614, state of Ohio, 614. You are the next caller on the
Ohio. Welcome to the show.
And they dropped like a, you're gone, right, 614?
Where?
It dropped right when I clicked them.
Oh, no. Did you accidentally do
I didn't actually do squat. Don't be pointing the finger there, woman. The buttons are, the things are way far apart. At least they were smart enough about that, the live and the hang up button.
Okay.
All right.
614, come on back.
Yeah, look at that. We're going to go, we're going back to Illinois. 773, Illinois. We didn't even,
how are you doing?
Well, we're trying. We're doing well.
We are groovy, baby.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. But I got to ask you, is my social life going to get better? I love Saturday nights with you guys, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah, we don't. There's got to be more to life than free psychological.
No, you guys are awesome. You guys crack me up. I listen out as much as I can. You all crack me up.
We don't plan this.
It's pretty obvious.
He is just hysterical by nature. Okay, he is. And I usually play straight woman to his, you know, his humor. Who are we speaking to?
Nan.
Oh, okay. All right. So, tell me, what brings you to the show? You're the one following the penis story, so.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That was so weird. I have to tell you, you guys, that cracked me up, but somebody kept doing that during a job interview with me, and I'm like, oh, I can't work here. This is so weird. It was so weird.
Joking around with you?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I think she means they were touching themselves.
Touching?
he kept touching himself, yeah, during the job interview. I'm like, okay.
They don't even realize it sometimes.
You know, maybe those wee little ones don't sit quite properly, and they have to.
Well, I will tell you it now that just women that like to make fun of men.
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
I do.
A lot of guys play sports, you know, and it's about most of the sports that have any kind of contact or anything like that, you wear a nut cup.
And
that thing is not comfortable, and you're constantly moving and adjusting and moving and adjusting. And sometimes that becomes a habit after you don't have it on anymore.
Oh, you're cracking me up.
You always judge the guy.
That's a lot of justification there.
No, I'm just
saying. It is.
Thank you.
You watch the guys. Yeah. They're doing it on national TV in front of millions of people because you have to.
To arrange yourself.
God. Yeah. All right, anyway, back to the reading here.
All right, darling.
I must defend my sex, my male friend, my brethren.
What would be your question, hon?
Let's see. I'm trying to get more creative in my life. Any thoughts? Or to get some projects. I'm kind of bored.
Okay, that's a good question, actually.
What kind of leanings do you feel
like? Yeah, what are your areas of interest?
Are you drawn towards certain things or...
No. I like to take photos.
Oh,
okay.
I like
cool.
to write sometimes. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Those are.
And I don't like to clean my house. That's the best. But it would be fun if
I want to know the human out there that truly, in their heart of all hearts, loves me.
I think they have some sort of neurotic, psychosis.
I think a lot of them do it to escape and take their mind off of a problem.
Yeah,
but I don't call that love.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I don't like to do it either. So I'm with you on that.
If it was such a fun thing to do, rich people wouldn't hire maids.
True.
That's all I got to tell you about
there
that
you
one.
Go.
The trick, though, is to have a staging area. Like if you come in my front door, it's going to look really nice there. Don't you dare venture toward those bedrooms. Or a den,
If the doors are shut, those are the disaster areas that are off.
Yeah, you don't get to go there.
Oh, there you go.
Those are forbidden zones.
Yeah.
I'll have a forbidden zone now. That's a good idea.
And then people will say, Mike is a good housekeeper. You should see that.
Don't go in there. Don't go in there.
Exactly. So for you, you know what? You have many untapped talents that, in a sense, you could explore all different types of things. I think that you would, with writing, it seems from your cards, you do it as long as it's enjoyable. But it's not like you're, going to commit to a super big project like writing a memoir or, a great big...
Yeah, some kind of 15-year project, 20-year project,
But I see the upside to that, losing interest after a while or motivation.
There's a lot of writers that just love to write shorter things.
Yes, and...
There's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of people that read them that only want to read that.
Do you watch much for, say, television or see movies?
I used to. I've kind of gotten boring.
Imagine that, especially the news.
Here's where there's a big market. It's called fan fiction. That's where you say, I'm trying to think of something that would really work for this.
I know nothing.
The shows we watch. Like the series Mom is going off the air.
Which is gone off the air.
Okay.
It's in rerun. But a person could sit and write more of that story into a book. There's other people love to watch their series, the long series that they have, like Yellowstone or Lonesome Dove or whatever it is. But you might dabble in some fan fiction, and they sell like crazy because people are in love, with their make-believe movies and TV shows.
How fun.
Or if, say, right now the big craze is Taylor, what's her name? Taylor.
That's music.
Yeah, but I can make a point with this. Taylor
Swift.
Yeah.
Come on, Deb.
God, I don't know. My brain takes a break every once in a while. Yeah,
you know, more, they take more breaks when you get older.
You can write fan fiction about her out on tour. Mysterious things are happening, or however you want to go with it. But this idea is for anybody. And there is some money in it. I'm not going to say you're going to get rich.
There's money in a lot of things you wouldn't think there was, but there's definitely money in that. Definitely that.
People like that.
People like stuff. People like stuff. Well, that was
that's
dumb
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like stuff.
Yeah. Now, if there's something that you're quite good at, there's another profitable area is using one of the platforms that are out there and putting on courses that people pay as they go.
Okay.
And what? Are you having problems?
I'm having Facebook problems. Go ahead. You keep on, keep on, and I'm going right back in, though. It's quick.
But imagine.
I will make noise, though.
If you put on a class, let's say, and you charge $47, and everything is recorded, so you maybe show up once or twice in a month for a one-hour session where they can ask their questions. If you have 100 people coming to that, look at what you'd be making in a month for 2 hours of work. $4,700.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being mentored right now in a classroom setting by a woman that has 38,000 people enrolled.
Good Lord.
Yep, that are, and who doesn't have $47 of, in an interest field that you want to get better at? So
right.
I'm just throwing some things out for you. You're going to find, though,
okay.
that you have a lot of talent.
Oh, it's going to do it again.
Yeah. What? Okay.
It's going to. Now we're good. Go ahead.
So
sorry about that.
You could find. The spectrum is just wide open in front of you. So I hope you don't think that I'm being too, vague, but it's just that you have so many interests that...
I do.
Just cruise around the internet, and if something grabs you, there's an awful lot of free information.
There is.
Yeah, there really is. Okay, now, Jim, what have you got?
And we shall transition to... Subject is destiny.
Ooh.
Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, to transform to an ever greater light.
I like it. I like it.
I do.
It sounds like your inspiration to want to do something and you're bored with where you're going. It sounds like you're on the right track.
I think so, too.
Keep on pursuing that, and maybe you got to pursue two things at once so you figure out which one it is. Nothing wrong with
that.
And some people do two things at once, and they're successful at them both.
Yeah, let us know. How your journey into your interest areas, how it goes. I'd be really interested.
I'd love that.
Okay, great.
I'm in.
Well,
I appreciate you
calling. And maybe if you do get yourself a significant other, the two of you could watch the show together or listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
where will I find him? Think about that.
But we can't do that though. If you want to, you call in again and ask that question.
Yes, that would be great.
Always a good question. Always a very popular question. On the
it really is.
Yes, indeed.
I know.
Well, thank you so much for holding and being patient with us.
Oh, yeah. Glad to have you. Really.
You all are awesome. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
You.
We shall talk again.
Yes, we will. Take care.
All right. Bam.
Bam.
Because it's quicker to type it first. Messenger window open.
All right,
20
who's
going to
message
seconds.
Me or call me? What is that, Jeopardy?
Yes, indeed. Final Jeopardy song. And it is the one, the only, Siobhan.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, I'm glad
to
hear that.
One time on the talk.
Yeah. So, tell us. What's happening in your corner of the world?
I haven't been on recently because I've just been waiting. And I'm waiting about Brian.
Okay, still.
What is,
and,
what is that word that you use?
Waiting, I thought.
Waiting?
Waiting.
What is
yeah,
it?
Waiting. She says waiting.
Waiting. Okay.
God damn.
Waiting.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
She's speaking from the land of Ayr.
All right.
Sorry, that's the Irish accent. Waiting. W-A-I-T-I-N-G.
I got it.
I actually got that, and I used to suck at accents.
I got it. Thank you.
I must be much too sober.
All right.
I just have been waiting. There's not really much to talk about. But today, and I was asking actually my brother up in Spirit today, I was asking him, please, because I had to go across the road to the chemist, to the pharmacy to get something, and his work is only 3 doors up from it. And I knew he was working today, so I was like, what if I bump into him?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping to get, he might give me his number, and I'm talking away. So anyway, went to the chemist, and I seen him, but he went back into to the Chinese. And so I got whatever I need, came back out again, and there he was there. And he saw me, so we got chatting.
All right.
And long story short, after the chat, I was and he was like something about a text message. I goes, oh yeah, give me give me a text when the number I gave you ages ago. And he goes, I can't because his Facebook got hacked and everything. And he got the number, so he came over to me and he gave me his number.
Okay.
Wow. Great.
That blew me away.
Yeah.
I was really nervous around him because I get very nervous, and I don't know why, but I do. And he gave me his number anyway, and so like I was actually FaceTiming him then later today tonight. No, he didn't call up to my place, but giving me his number is a start.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, everything starts somewhere, right?
And that feeling you get when it makes you nervous. Well, that's
nervous.
Veronica, who was with us before, she called it being Twitter-pated, like how rabbits get real excited. You know,
because I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Oh, yes. Now tell me.
Out of the blue, he just gave me his number.
So let's put this in a one-sentence question. What would you like to ask in one sentence?
So, like, I want to know what's next, basically. Like, what? Like, when we'd be in a relationship? We'd be in a relationship next month? Will he come around in the next week? Will he text? Will he constantly text me now? Like, is he going to be the kind of person that he's not going to text me now? Or will he make a conversation and text me?
I wonder what turned him around, you know, because before he was very, distant towards you.
Yeah.
And I felt from your cards, it was that he'd been hurt previously.
He has been following his relationships. He has.
Well, we're always risking when it comes to, you know,
nothing ventured, matters. Nothing gained in life. You always have to risk a little bit of something. You try to minimize your risk, but there's always
going
to be some risk.
See, I don't want to keep texting him because I don't want to annoy him, even though I have his number now. I want him to come to me again.
I think he's actually enjoying all the attention.
Yeah, I mean,
from you.
From me?
Yeah. So I think, what do you think?
Well, he didn't give out a number for no reason.
Right.
Right? No. You know, yeah. Here's my number. I really don't want you to ever text me.
Don't call me or anything.
No, that's a sign. That's called a sign. Because he didn't have to do that. Like you said, it caught you off guard. So if he didn't want to do that, he would have tiptoed around that and never done it.
And in a sense, he punted the ball.
Well, punting is bad in American football.
Yeah.
But
I like it in tennis where they put the ball in your court. You're still playing the game. Put the ball in your court and see what you do with it.
That's what he wants to see, what you're going to do. See,
sports
remember, metaphors. He always felt that you had all these guys, you know.
Think that.
And you were...
So, he obviously knows now I'm not with anybody.
Okay.
If I was, I won't be texting him.
Right. What? Oh, well, what I would say is throughout the rest of the weekend, just text him whenever you feel like it. And then maybe early next week, well, it is already Sunday where she is. In next week, maybe find a cute way to ask him, I'm not, pest pestering you or bothering you or, you know, put it out there in kind of a cute way. But I'll bet he'll say, no, you're not.
Yeah, normally a chick, little playful, little flirtatious chick will say, you know, if I bother you too much, let me know. I can, you know,
back off.
Do something. I can go figure something else out.
Yeah, no,
I like, think... He's really interested. He don't want you to do that.
And you're building up right now his confidence, his self-esteem, because you did sort of knock the wind out of his sails previously. Remember before? And I think it's giving him a chance to trust you. And that's important.
Yeah.
You know, men can go out. They seem as if they could go and slay dragons. But they're terrified when it comes to that little ticker that sits in their chest because they can get hurt and they don't really, you know, want that to happen. So I feel and I see here that he is starting to turn his affection towards you and he doesn't know how to take it further without causing a problem, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't want to take too big of a step with you.
You got to rock.
All right, here you go.
We got to rock. We got to roll. Okay. We got lots of callers. Stand by, Siobhan, real quick. The Healing Angel card reading subject is the unknown. But it says, do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
I like it. So, I like it.
So basically, this is like a new adventure of hers. Do not fear it.
Maybe you can lead him up to wanting to meet you, you know, to go for a little...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it might be too early for him at the moment. But like the phone number was a big step for him already. Like.
All right, then you feel.
Or
when
maybe
you,
it's his turn
to ask
grab
her.
The steering wheel and drive a little bit.
Yeah, maybe us women get a little too aggressive.
Yeah, well, eventually, I mean, you know, he did one thing. He gave you the number, and you've been talking. Now might be his turn to say, hey, let's go out and actually have a dinner, drink, something.
Yeah. So,
all right.
I'm very happy for you, though, because I know that you find for him, you know, and missed him. Yes.
And she mentioned when she first came in that she had a little bit of good news she wanted to talk about. So there
well,
we go.
I've known all along that you're quite madly in love with him. And
but he doesn't know that.
I think he does. He feels the same. It just scares the hell out of him. That's all. You know?
Yeah.
So good for you. I'm very happy. Good for you.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming to join us.
This one.
Okay,
thank you, and don't be a stranger now. All right.
I won't.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, thank you very much. We're going back to the phone line, folks, and this one dropped earlier. 614 from Ohio.
That's
614,
right.
Welcome back.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who are we
speaking
to?
Oh,
yes, we know you.
Ooh, super choppy. I don't know if you're in a bad cell phone location. Very choppy. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see. Go ahead.
I have a coworker that I'm not able to get along with for whatever reason. Her name is Ashley. I was just wondering if you guys can tell me if there's anything.
Coworker that she's not getting along with. Her name is Ashley, and I didn't really know what you want. What did you want to find out about this?
Why is there a problem on her end, or is it just me?
Okay, you heard that right.
Yeah, is there a irritation between the two of you?
No, she doesn't know.
Is it you just want to know what her problem
is?
Yeah,
is the problem on her end? She got something going on, or she just doesn't like her in real life?
Yeah.
Because that's a good question, because sometimes people don't get along with you. It's not because of you.
Could be their
it's
own.
Because they got a personal life or something's going on, even at work, that you don't know about, and you're just there. You're my target because you're next to me. So, yeah, that's a good question.
All right. Give me a moment. Jim will...
I'll do what I do best. Run my mouth.
Yes.
Yes, I will. Except when I'm busy. But I'm actually semi-busy right now. For the Blog Talk folks that may or may not know this, we are also simultaneously broadcasting on Facebook Live and there's like a room where people can talk, chat, whatever you want to call it, and I have to keep an eye on that and respond to people, and sometimes we get scammers coming in there. I gotta curb them, kick them to the curb. So anyway, okay, that's right, she's Ohio. She's been holding forever if you count the first time she held and got disconnected.
Did you get snow in Ohio?
We have a little bit, yeah.
So nothing like in New York.
It wasn't, no, she's not on that side of the Great Lakes. No.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. The cards are going down. I'm busy doing my thing. My thing, self-professional.
Well, Jim had said a minute or two ago that it might not have anything to do with you, but it does.
Okay, but it might. That's what she wanted to know.
She smells success all over
so
you.
So she's a jealous
bitch? I wouldn't say jealous, but she feels
envious.
Very small, right, in comparison
okay.
to you. She can just tell that you're a go-getter.
Or she
and
thinks,
you're a ball buster.
She thinks, oh, everything happens good for you and never for me.
That's
type
right.
of, type of envy. You're so lucky you just don't have to work for anything, that type of thought process.
But she's really hard working herself.
Yeah. But I think you present, now, isn't this a group that you recently joined? Unless I'm thinking
I'm
of somebody
sure.
else.
So many people.
Yeah. I thought that they moved you. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. But, yeah, I think the two of you are going to find a place that you can coexist in a friendly way. Try giving her, if you can, some compliments. You know, like, gee, you did that, whatever, real well. Or I love your shoes. Some, you know, soften it up a little bit. That often helps. We women are very... susceptible to compliments.
So it's kind of like it's you, but it's not really you.
It's not you.
Which sounds really stupid. You know? I feel like a 5-year-old talking. But
you.
Yeah, it's not you, but it's you. Like I'm Sylvester Stallone.
You represent the kind of worker / person / professional that she wants to be. Okay? So instead of it inspiring her, it's off-putting.
There's something about you that she envies.
Yeah.
Something.
But
she has a higher position than me.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean squat poop. You can still envy people.
Yeah, and there can be people above you in any industry that are basically kind of idiots. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And
yeah.
She might not be that, but we're just saying it's just because somebody's above you does not mean there's a reason for them to envy their subordinates.
Aha. Yeah.
It does happen.
Let's see what Jim conjures.
All right, here we go. Healing Angel card. Subject is adventure. This is kind of a lengthy write-up for these cards.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of seeing the current situation as an obstacle, try seeing it as an adventure. Explore all the possibilities. There are many more than you currently imagine, possibility-wise. Instead of seeing things as either black or white, try to explore all the colors.
I think that's very good advice.
So maybe this conflict problem, if there's something there that's actually going to work out to benefit both of you, maybe.
And
that's what it's saying.
Yeah, and she may have hit a glass ceiling in her own
perspective. What does that mean?
It means there's nowhere, she isn't going anywhere.
Why does it got to be glass?
I don't know.
Anyway, I get on these little side tracks.
Anybody out there knows, please write it into Facebook.
We could Google, but we don't want to. Anyway, all right, well, thank you so much. I'm sorry you got disconnected.
I think do a lot with this situation. I do.
Yeah, it sounds like based on her cards and the Healing Angel card, there's no reason to despair.
Exactly.
And it sounds like it might actually all work out for both of
you. Yeah, I think in the end it's going to be very good for you both.
Yes, nobody should break out a knife and start metamorphically
not...
stabbing and somebody in the back. Don't end it.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Don't freak out. Don't snap. That's the big key. All right, we got to go.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad you called.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Next caller, 443, Maryland, 443. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there.
Hey, how are you all?
We're doing great. Right. Who are we speaking to?
It's Suzanne.
Oh, you always sound different when you first call in.
The background noises that are going on. Basically, though, I mean, I think she's the only one that calls us from Maryland.
I think you could be right.
But we, every time we assume we're wrong.
Yeah.
That's why we don't just say her name. All right, what do you got, Suzanne?
Well, I'm just wondering if you see me getting, that I've gotten through the bad juju with, like, maybe having car problems, because I had a couple close calls. I've been very vigilant since you told me that, and I'm hoping it's past me.
All right.
Awesome question.
Yeah, that is very good.
And
check back
and
make sure.
And the fact that you said you had a couple close calls means they didn't turn out bad.
She was very vigilant.
Right. And she wants to know if she needs, well, I mean,
you still have to be vigilant, but I'm kind of hoping that's gone.
I gotcha, yeah. I was about to say we should always be vigilant, but that's a stupid little...
Well, it makes you very full of anxiety.
It sounds like the driver ed teacher. You should always be vigilant, you know.
Yeah.
But I know what she means. I mean, she wants to know if she really needs to be like, holy crap, watch your back type of thing.
Well,
all right.
See, even I make mistakes. That's what happened with my 3-4s that kept showing up. And you know, the thing is, if you consider the odds in taking 24 cards out of a deck of 52... The odds of the same cards falling together is kind of astronomical.
Oh, I play a lot of cribbage. Mm-hmm. I don't know about odds, but you see some crazy crap, boy. And a lot of times it pisses you off.
You have a nasty cough.
She does have a nasty cough.
Yeah.
Is it getting better or getting worse?
I'm getting better, I think.
Good, good. Well, it's flu season, so we're all screwed. Some people more than others, depending on their immune systems, but we're all screwed. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Yes, I feel that you're doing really the right thing. Now we still got a man here. It looks like I keep getting the image of a big truck, like a semi.
Of course, the accident thing.
And I feel he's going to fall asleep.
Or probably
something like that. He's going to be somehow disabled behind the wheel.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, so.
Very bad.
Like we talked about the other night, try to get away from big trucks as much as you can. Put them behind you. Because
okay.
What happens if they jackknife or, you know, there can be a lot of, remember you.
Or they just drift towards you. You got sometimes, at a certain point, you run out of room where to go.
Yeah. And Jim, remember that one time on the bridge, you told me you went up on.
Oh, yeah. I wish there was I wish that would have been filmed. It was like a stunt car thing.
And the highway patrol or whoever arrived
there.
The
highway patrol was like, wow, that was an amazing piece of driving.
Yes.
I put my car up on two wheels on the rail on a bridge and went by all these cars that had piled into it.
Yeah, over the ocean.
And then dropped off back on the four wheels. And all these witnesses said this guy just went flying by on two wheels. And missed us all.
Now, Suzanne, this may go on till Thanksgiving, but you coming back to tech, you know, and are you playing around with my book or?
I haven't done any more because I just haven't had time. I did read a few chapters and I just have not finished it.
Okay. Well, then it'd be too premature to say pull a couple cards each day to see, but that might make you more nervous. So. Yeah, there's a man here. He's going to, and then try to compensate.
She's been doing pretty good being extra vigilant instead of regular vigilant. So in other
is it possible that it could be something that's already happened? Or do you see that in the future thing?
Did that happen to you recently or
this summer, I lost a former student who was a driver and fell asleep in Indiana on 4th of July in the morning, and he was killed. His car caught fire, and he was killed. And he has two little boys, and his mother is a very good friend of mine. And I just wondered if it's possible. I went to his funeral and everything, and I just wondered if it was possible. He was a kid that I knew from the time he was in kindergarten, you know, up through getting through elementary school.
I would say no, because the cards are laid out in such a way that it looks as if you would potentially have to file a lawsuit.
So this is about you and it's about the future.
Yeah, so in order to avoid this, it'll pass out of your card.
So to answer your question is you need to continue the due diligence of being careful and cautious that you're doing it, because it's working out for you so far, and it's still in your card, so keep
yeah.
up.
Very well
okay.
put. Yeah, and
that's
thank
exactly
you.
What you want.
Yeah, the more
yeah.
you check back with us, like for sure we'll be on Monday on News for the Soul.
Yep, guaranteed fact.
That
Library of Congress.
That show goes on at 6:00.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, hon. Take care.
Are you at a slaughterhouse by
okay.
chance? There's a lot of noise back there.
Oh, no, I'm at Joanne's. I had to stop for that. And I figured we'd have more parts.
Oh, okay.
All right, it was weird. I didn't know where she was. All right.
Yeah,
I got cards. They're not about accident, but come up twice. The healing card, healing angel card reading, subject is truth. The best way to the current situation is just to speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel. So this has nothing to do with your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so
right,
much. I appreciate it.
Oh,
okay.
We love having you on the show with us.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
Thank you for holding
oh,
for
thank
one
you.
Time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sure.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Yeah, glad that she's paying attention to this.
Well, it's worked out for her so far, she said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's she's smart to call back and ask.
I think so, too.
Because
you
especially
know,
if you, she said, you told her something
yeah.
could happen. She's been very, like, ooh, yes. And she said a couple things she's avoided. And now she's like, oh, was that it or do I need to keep doing it? And you said you did?
Yeah, like Daryl, my late husband, he would pay very close attention to these cards because they had proved their validity to him. When I told him, keep the way you go to work, because your normal way, there's going to be an intersection with that accident. And if you end up there, it looks like you in a wheelchair are going to take vows together for the rest of your life. So he was like, ooh. And it doesn't cost you anything.
No, it doesn't. And I will tell you, having been a motorcycle rider for a long time, I bought it for, I had it for a long time. You learn to do those things that everybody should do. You come up on somebody and say, that guy's kind of jerky looking, the lane change. I'm in a motorcycle. I'm either going to stay back or I'm going to pass him very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hang out next to him because he's going to kill me.
And people with their phones.
Yep. Oh, the phones. If you see somebody on the phone and you're on a motorcycle, you stay away from that jackwad.
Is
no,
that
that's,
our
no,
last?
That's, there's nobody.
Oh, there's no one.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Boy, this hour goes fast.
2-minute warning.
So everybody, glad you joined us. Those of you across the pond, it's late for you.
It did. I mean, we had Mike and Laura
yeah.
from Canada, and of course, Siobhan actually called in.
Yeah. So. All righty then.
All right.
Yeah, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. Sometimes we're here.
We don't know.
Sometimes
Sunday
we're not.
is one of those huge X Factor days.
Yeah. But we're going to invite that little blonde from in the back to come out here.
You know, I wish I had a little blonde in the back to come out here.
You know the one that made a lot of money singing about being a virgin and everything?
It's a little bit early for that, Deb. It doesn't last that long. You better keep on talking.
Well, she just said 90 seconds.
Yeah, 90 seconds is not 29 seconds, which is the music video clip, if you want to get real specific. So.
Okay, so we wait.
Or I can do it now.
Yeah,
just
do it.
Or we can
yep. do it.
I shall do so. You command me, and I shall do so.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Gotta go.